This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 913. Spark examiner interest right away in speaking part two.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the 7 or higher you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/my score.
Many IELTS students are introducing their speaking part two answer like, well, like students. This makes the examiner likely to give them a band 6. Today, you'll learn 2 ways to sound more native when you introduce your speaking part two that will impress the examiner immediately.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, welcome to IELTS.
Oh, well, I'm happy to be here. Always love to be in the IELTS Energy Podcast, Jessica. Thank you for welcoming me.
That was a very formal beginning.
It was formal.
Usually we sound a lot more natural in our introductions, right?
Yeah, usually. Yeah. Something like, hey, how's it going? How you doing? What's up? That kind of thing. Yeah.
But guys, we are talking about introductions today. We're going to tell you how you can sound more natural, more native, more fluent when you introduce your speaking part two answer. But before we get to that, because Lindsay, you know, we haven't heard from you in a while on the IELTS side. How have you been? What have you been doing?
Thank you for asking, Jessica. Yes, well, I am about to go on a little vacation, a little road trip.
Woo!
So that as this episode comes out at the end of July, this is what I'll be doing is I'll be doing a little road trip around the Pacific Northwest.
Awesome.
So Cascades National Park, Crater Lake in Oregon, your home state. So I'm going to be traveling a little bit, of course, safely with a mask and all that good stuff. But hey, you got to get on the road sometimes.
Oh, man. Road trips are the way to go right now. Are you bringing Kiefer with you, your puppy?
No, Kiefer is this time he's going to stay home. We always bring him everywhere. but this time he's going to be in Camp Bow Wow, which is the doggy hotel or the doggy daycare. And he's a couple of friends are going to take care of him also. So,
oh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, I'll save my recommendation for a really cool hotel that you could take dogs to. For another time. So,
okay, another time.
speaking part two, guys, this is where you have to talk about one topic on a cue card for 2 minutes. Lindsay, do you think it's okay for students to like stop at a minute or do they have to go for the full 2 minutes?
No. So guys, you have to keep talking. I mean, in speaking part two, it's better to even be cut off, right? To be cut off by the examiner than it is to stop short. So you got to make sure you're ready to tell a story.
Exactly. It's all about the stories. It's all about the context, right? Mm-hmm. And I think how we sort of kick that off, that speaking part two answer, that's how we can start providing context, right? That's how we can show the examiner that we are not like every other student immediately. So, Lindsay, like, how do students, sort of band score 6 level students, how do they begin speaking part two?
Yeah, they do it in a very formal way.
Yeah.
But in a way that honestly doesn't allow to show any personality, doesn't allow any display of personality, of any interest at all from the examiner's perspective. Like, this is not, you know, they tend to say something like, I'm going to talk about XYZ, the topic that I was asked about, or I'm going to tell you about XYZ. That doesn't make me want to listen as an examiner, potentially.
No, for sure not. Guys, I can tell you, like, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to throw out a number 9 times out of 10. if a student began their part two like this, they probably got a 6. And I know it's just one sentence. And listeners, maybe you're like, how could you tell from one sentence? Because, guys, it's not obviously just about one sentence, your score, but it is indicative of a student who is going to communicate like a student, like someone who has just learned from a textbook and has not expanded their fluency, challenged themselves to become a more natural English speaker, taken risks in their learning, right?
Right, because would you ever say that in natural conversation? No, that's so boring. You would never say that sitting in a cafe. You wouldn't say, I'm going to tell you about my experience last Saturday. Never.
I know.
Okay. And to some extent, not in every case, but to some extent, IELTS, especially the speaking test, should mimic real conversation, real life, you know, real tools that you're going to need after the exam.
Precisely.
So think about it that way.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is like, that's the crux of the matter, right? Like, how do you, in this manufactured situation, I mean, this never happens in real life. Nobody's going to like tell you to talk about something for 2 minutes and time you.
Right.
But the thing is, like, you have to take that situation and somehow make it natural, right? Somehow make it to where you're communicating like you would in real life. And that's what our vocabulary in the course, what our strategies in the course, right? Like, how do we brainstorm? How do we tell a story? That's what all of it is geared towards, is helping you sound natural in a very unnatural situation.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that it works, right? We've seen students increase their scores from that, you know, that level 6 or 6.5 up to that 7 or higher in speaking, which is where everyone gets stuck. So we've seen that it works, guys. Yeah. So don't let any teacher tell you that you need to be formal like that. I feel like teachers, some teachers must be teaching this way to introduce speaking part two because they just aren't familiar with the exam.
Oh, they definitely are. I mean, I taught in a language school that only taught IELTS for years, and teachers would tell students to do this. It's even in IELTS textbooks, right? Like, this is how you begin a speaking part two answer.
Oh,
I'm like, no, you don't. So we don't begin it like that. How can we begin a speaking part two answer more naturally?
Yeah. So there are two things we can do, guys, that are so much better. First of all, you can say what you thought of when you saw the card, and that allows for better intonation, a little bit of a story to kick off your answer, or you can say how you felt when you saw that card. Okay.
Yeah.
Both of these are so much more interesting and are going to pull the examiner into your experience.
Yes, for sure. And it's providing that personal context, right? It's getting to that matter of being more natural and more fluent. Guys, we're going to give you some examples about how to do both of those things, but definitely come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. Check our, it's an older episode from 2017, IELTS Energy 411, which sounds like a long time ago. But we give you some extra sort of advice about how to improve your speaking part two with more natural introductions. But let's focus on these two strategies today. So let's take, for example, a part two card that says, describe a museum you've been to. So how could you use one of these strategies for that, Lindsay?
Yeah, so I would start off by saying, oh, wow. You know, when I saw this card, I immediately thought of the fall in Paris, right? And then I would continue to describe my experience at, for example, the Rodin Museum in Paris. I would describe the day. It was a rainy fall day in Paris, and we had just had a drink in the sun and on the Seine, and then it became rainy, so we made the decision to go to a museum. And that sets off my answer in a very story-based kind of way.
Oh, very poetic, very descriptive. I love it. But that is also the point here, guys, right? Like, being able to go into detail, because that's the only way you're going to show specific vocab, which will get you that 7 or higher for speaking. So the next strategy, describing how you felt when you saw the card, I think this is useful If you're not entirely sure right away what you're going to say, right? So for example, the museum topic, we know this comes up on IELTS all over the speaking test and students are still unable to talk about it every single week. So here's something you could say if you, like, you're not totally sure. You could be like, oh my gosh, when you gave me this card, I was a little terrified because honestly, I heard that this was possible to get on IELTS and I was dreading this topic because I do not go to museums very often. And like, think about how long I spoke just then, right? I mean, that takes up a lot of the 2 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, this is great. I mean, this is not something that I feel like your average IELTS teacher is ever going to teach you because it's kind of counterintuitive. Like if you don't know the exam in the inside way that Jessica knows it through your 14 years of experience, right, as an examiner, you wouldn't think that this would be okay because it doesn't seem like it's okay, but it is okay. Because again, think about what IELTS is. It's a test of your fluency skills, especially the speaking test. And you are showing incredible fluency, right? By saying that you have a chance for a really cool vocabulary word. What did you say? You said, I felt terrified or something. Right. When you said that what a cool vocabulary word, right?
I think this is a nice like challenge question, guys. If you choose to not meet with one of our expert coaches, which, you know, I hope that's how you learn IELTS. But if you're like thinking of hiring some tutor, you know, whatever online for IELTS, be like, okay, I have a question before I start paying you money. What do I do if what do I say if I don't know the topic or I don't have enough to say in speaking part two? Like how they answer that question, I think will tell you a lot about how they're going to prepare you for IELTS, right? Because like you said, I think a lot of teachers would just be like, well, that's not an option. Like you have to just make up an answer or something. And, but no, you don't have to.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive, but it's true, guys. I mean, we have the true insight here. I mean, 14 years examining, right?
Yeah.
it's the truth, guys. So that's awesome. All right. So what else do we have to know here then?
Let me just say that the museum question, I feel like you should have something to say because like we've told you before, just go to a museum, guys, like get that experience to talk about. But at the same time, I can also tell you over those 14 years, guys, there were times that I had to ask questions that I felt sorry for asking because I knew that they were super strange. And it does happen. But they're impossible questions.
Yeah. But in my mind, I mean, this is just how we start off the answer. And then we obviously have to say something, whether it's making up something, right? Being ready to invent something, which is a skill you should practice, or whether it's an actual experience, hopefully based on the experience you've gotten through preparation, you can always kick off your answer by saying, you know, how you feel about that question. So good stuff.
Yeah. Always. Yeah. Okay. So one more quick example, guys. What if you get a card? Describe a book you've read that you want to read again. All right. So, Lindsay, how would we use that first strategy?
All right. So you could say, so the thinking one, the thinking strategy, Jessica. Okay. Oh, wow. So when you asked me this question, I immediately thought of The Great Gatsby. I thought of cats. I don't know. You could just say the topic that comes to mind and then you can kind of come at it in a more roundabout way.
Yeah, totally. And then just dive into the story of the book or how you felt when you saw the card. Again, I'll take the side of a student who maybe doesn't read a lot because I know this happens out there. What if you're like, oh, as soon as I saw this card, I was taken aback because I'm not much of a reader. But in order to prepare for IELTS, I did take this amazing course, Three Keys IELTS, and they, in the study plan, they told me to read a book, so I did. And it was about blah, blah, blah.
Wow, that's a great plug for Three Keys IELTS. But what I liked even better was that phrase, I was immediately taken aback. Guys, write that down. Down right away, because that's why I think this strategy is really smart. It opens up vocabulary options for you to increase that vocabulary score.
Totally. Yeah. Take it aback to be like surprised. And I know you guys can use that on your next speaking exam. So guys, today's episode has been so full of strategies to get you that 7 or higher on speaking. And remember, we come out with new episodes, brand new episodes, 3 days a week plus bonuses. So if you're not a subscriber, make sure you hit subscribe right now, guys. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you're listening. Never miss an IELTS conversation.
Yeah, guys, go and hit subscribe now. You also don't want to miss any bonuses that come out, which you will not see, any announcements for special events, which you will miss those if you are not subscribed. So hit subscribe now. All right.
Awesome. All right, Lindsay, thanks for chatting about part two today.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you again soon. Jessica, have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.